I met a woman in November 2019 whose 3-year-old had been raped by a 70-year-old. I still see that woman in my dreams. You knew when I broke down.
Yeah.
Because you wake up one day and you're like, what the fuck is going on? She was three. Her mother had gone to sell meat pie of 700 naira. She was going to make 700 naira. As a matter of fact, she told herself, you know what? Something is telling me to go home. And so she went back home. They lived in one of these face me, I face you places. I remember we wanted to film her. And we went there with all of our equipment. We couldn't fit the equipment into her house because it was just like a shanty, right? So she gets home and she asks the lady she'd given her child to. And the person says, oh, that she was playing with Baba, something, something. She's like, so she then runs. She's like, so where is he? And they said, he went to his house to get something. So she runs and she opens, forcefully opens the door of his hut. And she sees her exact words to me. She said, auntie, I saw him inside my child. How do you see a 70-year-old man inside a 3-year-old? Inside the vagina of a 3-year-old. And she screamed. Of course, people gathered, blah, blah, blah. And the police told her, this man, they want to give you 25,000. And so she's like, what am I supposed to do with 25,000? How does 25,000 remove what I saw? Right? And of course, the police has now frustrated her. By the time I met her, she had spent close to that 25K. Because the police were like, since you want case, you go carry case now. She spent close to 25K because the police said, oh, we don't have transport to come and take your statement. We need transport to come and arrest the man. We need this, we need that, we need this, we need that. This was in 2019. I'm not talking about, you know, 1942. It's 2019. The money I've given her personally is more than what they wanted to offer her. Why are we trying to settle in the first place? Please. She's three, meaning that technically this is a crime against the state. So it should be the federal government, in the case of Abuja, prosecuting, not this woman trying to get justice, you know? And so I see that girl's face in my head a lot, because at the time my niece was three. And I was telling myself, I'm like, if this was my niece, it's murder, straight up. Straight up. It's just, I will kill the person, then we move. But how many people have that option? And why do we have to get to a place where citizens have to take laws into their hands? That's failure of the state.
Yeah, of course. That's a, that's So, you know, when we...
I like your discomfort.
Yeah.
It shows...
Yeah.
Entering you.
Yeah.